106.5 WKDZ. Hey, it's Tess, and, well, my goodness, half of Trigg County. That's what's in here. I love this. We've got guests today, and that's like my favorite thing in the world. And then Miss Beth brought me kids, which is even better. And I can't say that you're kids. You're young men and women, right? So we gotta start at one end and kind of go around. And I want you to tell me who you are and what you're here for. You can start right now.
My name is Slayton, and we are here for our youth leadership program. It is a program that we do in the school that you have to apply for, and we just learn what different things do in our own community of Cade is and how they function and work.
And what school do you go to?
I go to Trigg County High School.
And then how, like, what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
Do you know what you're going to do when you get out in this big wide world?
I'm going to go to Campbellsville University and get my associate's degree and a minor in secondary teaching, and I'm going to come back to Trigg and coach and teach.
He's got a plan, Stan. I love that. So do you have a favorite part of leadership? What is it that keeps bringing you back?
This group, it's a really good group, and we all seem to get along pretty good. Yeah. And I've learned a lot throughout all this.
I love that. So how about you? Let's keep going.
My name is JC Holmes, and I go to Trigg County High School. And one of my favorite things about the youth leadership program is learning a lot about Trigg County. A lot of people say there's not a lot to do. It's not really growing. It's just staying like a small town. But through this program, I have seen so many different sides of Trigg County and how much the community comes together to make it a better place and to make it prosper and keep growing.
Is there part of a small town that you really like, though?
Yes, I do love my small town. My family's been here forever, and I've grown up on my family farm, and I've been able to do that. So that's one of the things I love about it.
Well, I can't see them back over here, but who we got over here?
I'm Addie Cabbage. I'm a senior at Trigg County High School. What I love about this, I just moved here a little over a year ago, and I've never seen anything like this. I moved all around because of military, and I've never seen any other location, any other school with any kind of program like this. And I just really am honored to be able to take part in it.
Well, she said the magic word, Miss Beth. She said military. Yes. So I have a military family at home. I mean, I've got an old crusty gunny, I call him. So we love that. So what part of who's in the military in your family?
My dad is a retired, 100% disabled retired Marine now.
Well, Semper Fi, love that. I got a guy that he's probably going to want to talk to at home. We'll try to get that. What is it about leadership for you?
For me, it's just I've always wanted to be able to make a difference everywhere I go. My dad made a difference, and I saw it, and I saw how he impacted other people's lives. My mom's a teacher at the high school. She impacts everyone's lives every day, and I just want to be able to make the change that I've seen them make in a positive way, and this gives me the opportunity to do that.
I'm going to tell you what, these kids are sharp now. I hope you're getting their name and their number.
Yeah,
okay, have you already gone? Okay, go ahead.
My name is Rachel Price. I'm a senior at Trigg County High School.
And what do you like about leadership? What is it?
I just like being able to talk to other people. I really enjoy talking to people.
So networking might be your thing. See, there's words for all of these things. If you like to talk to people and meet new people, networking might be your thing. So what grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. So where are you going after? Do you know? You got a plan?
I plan to attend Murray State University for pre-pharmacy and hopefully go into UK's pharmacy school.
Oh, I heard UK. Go Big Blue. Okay, so who are you and what are you doing?
My name is Lizzie Butts. I'm a senior at Trigg County High School. And what I love about this program is being able to see all the job opportunities that are here in Trigg that you don't normally think of, like, are here, and just meeting the people who really run the community and getting to know more about what they do.
One thing you've learned that you really just, that was the thing you latched on to. Your favorite? Maybe that's it.
My favorite was our first trip to the 4-H ropes course. It was a good bonding experience for all of us, and we had to communicate and collaborate, and that was a bunch of fun. And I'm really looking forward to our trip to the hospital, because that's what I'm interested in.
I'm hearing communication and networking. Okay, here we go.
My name's Jessie Poulter. I moved here around 4 or 5 years ago to Trigg County, and like since I moved here, it's been such a close-knit community that I've grown to love very much.
And what do you love the most about it? What is it about the community that you love?
Everyone's very welcoming. Everyone has it, like, so kind and hospitable.
They're friendly, right? Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Yes.
So what is it about leadership? What do you like? What are you latching on to?
I like having the opportunity to express myself and make a difference in my community.
Oh, it might be a little marketing. Maybe that's what it is. I'm telling you, I'm figuring it out for these guys. So who we got over here?
I'm Lance Freckle. I'm a junior at Trigg County High School.
Okay, so what you're in leadership, and why are you in that?
I just think it's really cool how leaders get to inspire every day. I think leaders are very important, and I thought it'd be fun to learn how to be a leader.
So what's your favorite part about it? Like the thing that you get to do all the time that you really like?
You mean about this program?
Yeah.
I like seeing all the different things that Trigg County has to offer. There's a lot of things that I didn't know that really went into it, like... I knew that we had a big farming industry, but I didn't know about all the radio stuff with WKDZ and other things like that. But it's been really nice to see all the different things.
I think that's so cool. So what do you think? Where'd it go?
I'm Sierra Birchnell. I'm a senior at Trigg County High School.
Yeah? So why are we in leadership?
It's been really interesting for me to like see not only all the different job opportunities that are in Trigg County, but like everything that goes into them. I feel like I have a bit more appreciation for everyone and how much work they've put into what they do.
So you want to stay around here? Are you one that's going to go take off into the wide blue yonder? What are you going
to
do?
I definitely want to travel.
Oh, we got a travel bug. So what do you want to do for a living? Do you know?
I'm planning on majoring in psychology and minoring in music.
Oh, psychology and music.
Yeah, nice.
I'm telling you, that you could have a lot of customers through music with psychology, probably. So who we got down here?
I'm Adeline Chalf, and I'm a junior at Trigg County High School.
Junior. So how's junior year going? Are you excited about being a senior and taking the trips? Have you gone to the colleges yet?
Some, but not a lot. Not the ones I'm interested in. So
what do you think? What are you doing afterwards?
I'm hoping to go to Kentucky Christian and be a labor and delivery nurse.
What is it about labor and delivery? Why that?
Just something about like helping mamas and like babies and just being the most like peaceful experience for them and just guide them through that.
Yeah, your mama just melted.
She's like, yeah, that's mine. Your mama. I love her.
So who we got over here in the corner?
My name is Briley Williams, and I'm also a junior at Trigg County High School.
All right. So what's your favorite thing that you've kind of walking around the radio station? What was your favorite thing today?
My favorite thing was probably just listening to everyone say like what they do and how they do it and how much like time and effort goes into it.
Okay. So what are you doing after school? What's your plan? Do you have a plan?
I plan to just go to Hopkinsville Community to stay close to my family, and I want to become a NICU nurse.
Oh, we got some more babies. What is it about the babies?
So I fell in love with NICU nursing when my mom had my sister. My sister Reese was born 3 months early, and she had to spend 57 days in the NICU, and she was 2 pounds and 2 ounces. And so I think that's what made me fall in love with it, just going in there every day and being able to see her.
That takes somebody special to be able to do that. It really does. So we thank you for that. So, who have we got over here? Because I've never seen this chick before.
I'm sure you haven't, Tess.
This is one of our own. And I love that, though. I love that one of our own is into the leadership field. Because that's, Miss Beth, that's what you always talk about is, hey, someday we want to retire at some point. We need somebody to pick it up. And that's where you come along, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you want to do?
Well, I think you already know the answer to that, but I want to go to Hopkinsville Community for at least a year and get some of my gen ed classes out the way, and then go to Murray and major in either journalism or broadcasting.
So what is it about broadcasting? Why do you want to hang around all of these people?
Well, I've grown up in the industry with my dad being Alan Watts. And I've fallen in love with it, especially these past few years. I've had the chance to start actually working for the radio station, writing stories, taking photos, and it's just been such a like new experience for me that I, of course, have grown up around, but I've always never really seen this side of the business. But it's kind of just made my interest get, I guess, even more, you know, and now I,
yeah.
hey, I'm ready to go, Dad. Whenever you're ready to leave.
Don't push him out the door just yet, Alan Watson. Did you hear that? It can be a stressful thing, but I think so good, because the more you guys are all like prepared like this, the easier it gets, believe it or not. So do we have one of our teachers over here? Come on over here and let's meet a teacher. I think this is where these kids are learning this stuff from. I think that's fantastic. Who we got?
Well, don't say that all the time, because you never know what they might do next. So I don't want to think they learn it from me. I'm the principal of Trigg County High School, Tim Bush. I have my wonderful assistant here with me. She's actually the one in charge of this. She laughed when I said it, my assistant, Angelica Garnett. So this program couldn't happen without teacher leaders. We have a teacher, Cameron Brown, that's not with us today. He actually has some requirements at school today that he couldn't get away from. So I appreciate them and their efforts. I'm actually just kind of the bus driver. I think it's kind of cool. I just get to go around the county and see people that I may or may not know and haul these kids around for this great experience. And it does kind of warm my heart to hear them talk about the value in what they're seeing. You know, we have a monthly trip, and a lot of people go behind the scenes to plan these trips, and community partners that are willing to take our kids in these kind of days. And so I'm just extremely proud to be a part of that, and proud of our kids and what they're able to do and see, and know that this is a very valuable time for them.
So this is the young lady you were talking about over there?
Yeah, she's much more in tune to this than I am. I was messing with her a while ago.
So what's your name again? Tell everybody.
My name's Angelica Garnett. I'm the gifted and talented teacher for the district, and I help run youth leadership.
Gifted and talented. That's not like your grandma's gifted and talented. The whole program has really expanded, I think, right?
It has. We do quite a bit of things. We just took our middle school, a bunch of kids, to the state capitol and stayed there for a couple of days, and did that with the high school students about a month before. So
had you ever been in a radio station or talked to anyone like Miss Beth?
I was a part of this last year, so I got to do that last year.
So what's your favorite part about broadcasting? What do you think the kids get out of it?
There's just so much to it. There's just so much behind the scenes that you just don't know. You cannot love this part of radio station and still be part of radio station. It's just fantastic.
Oh no, that's true. Okay, so I've got to go into a little music here. So I'm going to give you guys a little test. Anybody want to do it, or you want to do it by yourself? Okay, as a group now. So we're going to play. Let's see here, John Party and Luke Bryan. So what I need you to do for me, I can't play the song until you say the call letters. So do we know the call letters? It's WKDZ, right? Okay. 1, 2, 3.
WKDZ. I wear a 20X American.